listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 22. Today's episode is all about one of the most empowering tools in cognitive therapy, the 3 C's, catch it, check it, and change it, also known as cognitive restructuring. And this approach is a simple yet powerful framework for transforming negative thought patterns that impact your emotions, behaviors, and overall well-being. If you've ever struggled with anxiety, self-doubt, perfectionism, or overwhelming stress, this episode is for you. So take a deep breath and let's get into it. So let's begin by talking about why our thoughts matter. Well, we have over 6,000 thoughts per day. And while many are neutral, a significant number are automatic and negative. These thoughts can trigger emotional responses, affect our behaviors, and even influence how we see ourselves in the world. In cognitive behavioral therapy, also known as CBT, we call these automatic negative thoughts, also known as ANTs for short. And now, not every negative thought is harmful, but when these thoughts become distorted or irrational, for example, I always mess things up, or no one really cares about me, they can trap us in cycles of anxiety, depression, or low self-worth. This is where cognitive restructuring comes in. It's a mental process of recognizing these unhelpful thoughts, evaluating them, and changing them into more realistic and compassionate ones. And that brings us to the 3 C's, catch it, check it, and change it. The first step is catch it. This means becoming aware of your automatic thoughts, especially during emotionally intense situations. Let's say that you're at work and you make a small mistake. You immediately think, I'm so stupid, or I can't do anything right. That's an automatic thought. Catching it is like putting a spotlight on that moment. Instead of letting the thought run on autopilot, you pause and notice it. This takes practice, and you can start by paying attention to your emotions. When you feel anxious, sad, frustrated, or ashamed, ask yourself, what was I just thinking? Or what belief or assumption popped into my mind? Sometimes journaling helps. Keep a thought log. You can note the situation, the emotion, and the thought that followed. Over time, you'll start to see patterns. And once you've caught the thought, the next step is to check it. This is about asking critical questions. Is this thought true? What evidence do I have for or against this? Is this always the case or just sometimes? And what would I say to a friend who had this thought? Now, let's go back to the workplace example of I'm so stupid. You might ask, have I made mistakes before? Sure. But does that mean I'm stupid? No. I've also done a lot of things right. You're checking the accuracy and helpfulness of the thought. If it's exaggerated, overly negative, or rooted in fear rather than fact, that's your cue to move to the next step. And one way to make this easier is using thought distortions checklist. Are you catastrophizing, engaging in all of nothing thinking, or personalizing? Identifying these patterns can help you debunk them. In the next segment, we're going to move on to change it. and it's the final and most empowering step. Okay, so you've caught the thought, checked its validity, and now you're ready to change it into something more balanced. And let's reframe the earlier thought. I'm stupid becomes I've made a mistake. And that's okay. I'm human. I can learn from this. It's not about putting on the rose-colored glasses. It's about finding truthful, compassionate, and constructive ways to respond to yourself. And here are additional reframing examples. I always fail. Sometimes things don't go as planned, but I've had successes too. Or no one likes me. Some people may not connect with me, but I have meaningful relationships in my life. You can also add affirmations to reinforce the new thought. Something like, I'm learning and growing every day. I am enough, even when I'm not perfect. And mistakes are part of the journey. Now let's walk through a mini guided practice. And if you're not driving or multitasking, feel free to close your eyes or you can grab a journal. Step one, catch it. Think of a recent moment that brought up some stress or self-doubt. What thought popped in your mind? Step two, check it. Is this 100% true? Is this based on facts or feelings? And what's the evidence? And step three, change it. How can you reframe the thought? What's a more balanced way to look at the situation? And take a deep breath and exhale and repeat the new thought or affirmation to yourself a few times. Now, this practice gets easier the more you do it. Over time, your brain creates new neural pathways, making it more natural to shift towards positivity and resilience. So here are some final thoughts. The three C's, catch it, check it, change it, are not just tools. They are mental habits that support emotional wellness and personal empowerment. They remind us that we are not our thoughts, and we can choose which ones to hold on to. So as you move throughout your day, I invite you to be mindful of your inner dialogue. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love. Challenge the critic and uplift the encourager. And remember, healing doesn't make you never think negativity. It means you've become better at not believing everything you think. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who can use a mindset reset today. Until next time, remember that you are worthy, you are capable, and you are always growing.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.